Fitz in the Morning.
Now riding on New Country 98.9 The Bull.
All right, it's makeup or breakup, where a Northwest couple is having some drama, and hopefully all of us right now can get together and help them out. Should they make up or break up? I received a message at facebook.com/followfits from my buddy Jeff from Buckley. And Jeff is a little upset that his girlfriend doesn't like his friends, and his girlfriend refuses to hang out with his friends. It's really causing a lot of drama in the relationship. Jeff from Buckley joins the show right now. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, my friend?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
I know it's kind of weird just, you know, jumping on the radio like this, but if you could tell everybody, you did agree to come on the show voluntarily. Is that right?
Yeah. You know, I wanted to talk to you guys and figure this out.
Cool. And Vanessa is voluntarily coming on the show in just a couple of minutes. She's on hold right now. She's hearing all this. But, Jeff, what seems to be the issue with Vanessa right now? She just doesn't like your friends?
I mean, I guess that is pretty much it. I mean, I've had these friends for a long time. Like, we've known each other mostly, like some of them since like junior high.
Wow.
And, so I'm like really tight with a lot of these guys. And me and Vanessa have been together a while too. But, after a while, like she just, if there was a party or something, like she'd never want to go. If everybody was like, going bowling for somebody's birthday, like she wouldn't want to go. And she just never wants to hang out anymore with any of my friends. And there's always like some excuse, like she'll even like make other plans after she knows that I have plans, to go to this party.
What does she not like about your friends? Like, I mean, because obviously you've had these friends for a long, long time, lifelong friends. I can't imagine the pressure that you're probably under because, you love your girlfriend, but at the same time, these are your boys, right?
I mean, I just kind of figure that it's maybe something like she, is jealous maybe of the time I want to spend with them, or, if like I go out on a Friday night with one of my buddies or a couple of them, like I invite her to go, but she doesn't want to go because she's like, oh, I'd rather just hang out with you. I want you to stay home tonight. It's kind of raining outside or whatever excuse. There's always something, whether it's the weather or oh, well, I got to get up early tomorrow. And I know she doesn't really have to, but it's just like, oh, I've got to clean the house. I'm like, you don't have to like schedule cleaning the house. I mean, you kind of do.
But, yeah, but there's got to, there's got to be some reason why she just refuses to hang out with your buddies. I mean,
I only think that she just doesn't like want me to share me with them.
Oh, interesting. Hmm. And I know that can happen in relationships,
sure,
where the guy or girl can say, you're with your friends way too much. What about me?
Right.
Sort of a thing.
Are your friends, do they say bad things to her? I mean, is there something in what they do or say that, ooh, maybe has rubbed her the wrong way at some point?
Yeah, because there's friction between them.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess there's a little, but I don't know like where it started. But I mean, my friends, like, they're kind of brash, like they like to have a good time. They wouldn't be friends probably outside of me anyway, but
right,
like, I just want her to hang out a little bit and get to know them,
Okay. Well, I want to welcome Vanessa to the show right now. She's been patiently holding for a while now. Hi, Vanessa and Buckley. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So I'm sure you've been hearing us chatting on the radio for a while. Basically, it just sounds like you cannot stand your boyfriend's friends. What is it about his friends that basically you're trying to take your boyfriend, he feels, away from them?
Well, they just sort of have like a different lifestyle. I don't know. They're stoners, like all of them.
Whoa. Hey. See, we didn't know that part. Are they stoners, Jeff?
I mean, they do smoke pot, but they work and stuff too sometimes. I mean,
translation,
yeah,
of that? Yes.
What's like, that, Vanessa? Go ahead.
Well, no, like their whole life revolves around weed. Like they're always wake and bake, like, is an understatement. You know what I mean? Like, it's just not, I don't know. It's just not like they live, most of them live together in like this house, like this nasty place. they've got these shady girls hanging around all the time. Like, I don't trust them.
Huh.
I don't know. Like, and like they, his friends always make jokes when I'm around about him. He should date other people and I'm not good enough for him. Like, they're always making those jokes. Like, and they, I think they really do want him to date someone else, whatever, but I don't want to be around that. And then, I don't know, I just think he's capable of more, like, you know.
This is a tough one. And by the way, make up or break up right now. Shoot us a text to 96459 or 833-822-BULL. This is tough because when it, especially a guy who's had his friends for a long, long time, like lifelong friends, we are ingrained, we have ingrained in us from a young age, being men, that buddies over babes. It's always in our mind, right? We in our boys tell us that all the time. Buddies over babes, buddies over babes. And now, I don't know. He's in a tough spot.
I got a question here. And look, I don't know how old you guys are, Jeff. I don't know where you are at in your life. But, you know, outside of Vanessa, do you ever look around at your friends and go, you know, maybe I could be doing more? Or you think everything's fine?
Well, I mean, I do a lot. I mean, I work, you know. I mean, everything's fine with me. I mean, some of them are just, like, not really
motivated.
The most I don't think they're the most go-getter people, but, like, that's kind of how they've always been, and I've known them for a long time. And you know, so it's just, like, I can't, like, give up my relationship with, you know, people I've just known, you know. And they're nice people, too, and they're just kidding when they're just, you know, saying that I should be with somebody else or, you know,
ex-girlfriend. Like, I'm not asking you to choose, really. Like, I've never, like, said it's me or them. Like, but I don't know. Like, they're not nice to me. They're weird. Like, I don't... I'm like, what do we have to... Like, we have nothing to talk about. We have nothing to talk about. They're so baked all the... Like, I just don't even... I don't know.
Hey, Vanessa, would you say that when it comes to Jeff that I don't know, that he definitely is who he hangs out with. Do you see Jeff being affected by this?
Yeah, does he become them?
Sometimes, I mean, he's definitely not like them. I mean, these are like, you know, old friends. Like, they're like grandfathered in, you know? That's why.
Right, that's the tough part.
Yeah. Honestly, what I'm hearing is this is like the tale as old as time in relationships, is that guys left to their own will do what his friends are doing. But a woman sometimes kind of has to save a guy, like steer him down the right path.
They have influence. They have influence.
It might be, honestly, time to kind of grow up and decide, like, do I want to be one of these dudes or do I want to move forward with her and start trying to do a better life?
Does he have to throw away his friends, though?
He doesn't have to throw them away, but maybe he might not. It might be time to hang out with them less. I think a lot of dudes go through this.
We'd love to hear from you right now. Shoot us a text to 96459. Make up or break up or 833-822-BULL. Jeff and Vanessa and Buckley, I really appreciate you coming on the show today. And please turn up your radio because there's a lot of people calling in with some advice for you guys.
Okay.
All right. Definitely will.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you guys so much. Ralph in Auburn is on. Ralph, Fitz, what do you think, man? Make up or break up?
I would say make up.
Okay. Why is that?
Well, I believe these two have a really good chance of making it together. Just like with me, I've been married for 27 years, and my wife's family and friends didn't like me at first.
Is that right?
Yeah, and I said, well, you know, I looked at her, and I said, you know what? You got to decide what you want. You want to be with me? Cool. If you don't, well, then forget them. We'll still be together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I would also say, too, that, and we mentioned it in the conversation, you really are who you hang out with. I say that to my kids, too, and it's so true. I mean, if you're with a bunch of motivated kids who want to take on the world every day and set some goals and let's do this, you're going to do that. And if you're not, guess what? You're not going to be that motivated individual.
Yeah.
You know? Tracy and Buckley. Hi, Tracy.
Hi. Long time listener, first of all. And I would, you actually
thank you.
Just said what I was going to say to you.
That's okay. You can say it again. What do you want to say?
I was going to say, yesterday you were saying that it's all about the people that you hang out with. And today, your first comment to him was all about, you know, boys being boys and it's all right because they're friends. And I was like,
you're busting
me. Yeah, you are.
Dang, Tracy, what are you doing to me?
Yeah.
Paying attention to what you're
doing. Okay, you know what? Thank you for doing that. People need to do that, and I appreciate that. Yeah. Okay, here's the deal. I'm all about being loyal to my boys. I really am. But I am also, first and foremost, you got to be loyal to your girl or your wife.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
100%.
So, I mean, if this is the person he's going to marry or something like that, then he might have to phase out that part of his life. That sucks, but...
So Tracy, yeah. Binary decision. If you had to choose makeup or breakup, which one do you think they would do or should do?
I actually think he should choose. He needs to decide if his relationship with her is as important. And me and my husband have done the same thing. Actually, we have been in this whole situation, this exact situation. And we've been married for 12 years and going strong. So
you were awesome. And you called me out on my BS, and I appreciate you for that. Thank you, Tracy.
I love you.
Oh, I appreciate you. Thank you so much for listening. All right, makeup or breakup, continue to sound off 96459 or facebook.com/989thebull. Drew, sum it up for us. What's it looking like? Makeup or breakup here?
This one's very close, but I would say the breakups just edge out the makeups.
Okay.
Just barely.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Is there a percentage or just...
If I had to break the number down, I couldn't get them all, but I think it's about 51% breakup.
All right.
Barely over. Oh.